الله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويطاف عليهم بآنية من فضة وأكواب كانت قواريرا. If you remember and you continue from the last Sunday's ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the good news after the good news, many blessings and bounties of Allah in the Jannah. All the people who are known as Abrar, pious people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced them in the beginning of this surah and admired them for their efforts. This is true that while we are here, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among Abrar inshallah, may Allah give us a tawfiq to have a life of Abrar, but to get to the point of Abrar is not easy. There are so many struggles for good mu'mineen. Many challenges, many sacrifices, many hardships in their life, in this life. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward is also limitless. So he is talking about many blessings in the Jannah. So there were some blessings mentioned in the previous ayat, and it will be continued inshallah from today. So Allah says that those Abrar who will be in the Jannah, they will be served as the hospitality from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them with the vessels and utensils of the silver. And whenever the food will be served for them, or anything for the refreshment, the fruits or the food or anything else, it will be served in those cups and glasses and the plates and all that, the bowls, they will be made of the silver. So vayutafu. Now let's look at the word yutaf. It is the same root as tawaf, right? Tawaf around the Kaaba. So why we call it tawaf? Because you are circling around the Kaaba. So if you are taking rounds, that is called tawaf. So the ghilman in the Jannah who will be the server, they will be serving the food and all those delicious dishes. So they will be circling, right? And circulating. So this is the meaning that the people of the Jannah, they will be served by those ghilman, bi aniya. What is aniya? Your
vessels,
utensils that you use them at the time of dining, bi aniya. You cook the food and then you serve the food in the plates. This is all called aniya. Min fidda. What is fidda?
From silver.
Silver.
Silver. And what is the gold in Arabic?
Zahab.
Zahab. So, this is the silver. Mi'aniyati min fidda. Wa akwabin. Akwab is the plural of kub.
Cups.
English word cup is very, probably was taken from Arabic. Arabic is kub, in English is cup. Akwab is plural. So the cups also will be made. They will be like qawarir. Qawarir is crystal clear glass. It's a very fine quality of the glass. Qawarir. Okay. Again, this word has repeated, qawarira min fidda. These cups will be looking like the glass, but they will not be made of the glass. They also will be made of the silver. Qawarira min fidda. But there will be so much fine and shining and illuminating, they will be looking like the glass. Qawarira min fidda. Okay, let me tell you also the qiraat of this word qawarir. You see that alif is also written over there. If you stop on this word like in the first qawarir there is ayah. When we stop there, then we will pronounce alif. Then we will say waqwabin kanat qawarira with alif. But when we recite second time the word qawarir, qawarira means at that time we will not pronounce alif. Alif is written, but it is silent. And that's why you see the circle symbol on the top of alif. That means do not pronounce this alif. So you'll say qawarira min fiddat. Right? So they will be made of silver as well. Qaddaruha taqdeera. That the people of the Jannah, they have determined in the measurement of about all those cups. So how they measured? It is the meaning of that they have made in different sizes, in different designs, in different shapes, and they will be decorated properly. So this is the meaning. وَقَدَّرُوهَا تَقَدِيرًا. They have measured it in a proper measurement, or they will be served according to their wish. If they want to take more, they can take more. If they want to take less, they can take less.
This is past tense, right?
Past tense, yes. Qaddaruha, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, yeah, this is the beauty of the Quran. So many words you will find in the Quran, they have been expressed in the past tense, but these events will take place in future. So the tafsir of that by the commentators and the scholars of the Quran, they have said that if something is so much sure and certain in the future, that is surely will take place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that as the past tense. That take it as it already has been done. قَدَّرُوهَا تَقْدِيرًا وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا. And the people of the Jannah, they will be given a drink. Now the word yusqawn, it is from saqa. So as we say saqi, saqi, the one who is giving the drink. And those who will be receiving the drink of the people of the Jannah. So yusqawn, they will be served, they will be given the drink. Fiha, in the Jannah. Ka'asan, from a cup. Now this another word for the cup, that is ka'asan. And we have already this word. And why these are two different names for the cups? Because there are different shapes of the cups. In other languages also, we have different names for the cups. It's a glass or a cup, small or big. So ka'asan. Kana mizajuha zanjabila. Now they will be given the drink at this time in a cup. The wine will be, the mixture of that will be zanjabil, ginger. So zanjabil is ginger. If you remember, the previous ayat was that the mizajuha kafura. It was kafur, right? Now ulama, they have said in the tafsir of all these words, either kafur or zanjabil, that it is for the human understanding in this world. Otherwise, there is no comparison of this zanjabil of this dunya to the zanjabil of the Jannah, or the kafur of the Jannah to the kafur of this dunya. So do not take it exactly in this meaning. عَيْنًا فِيهَا تُسَمَّى سَلْسَبِيلًا. So there will be another spring of water, عَيْن, a spring of water in the Jannah. And the name of that spring of water is سَلْسَبِيل. Right? So there are so many types of the fountains and springs of the water, and they have different names and different tastes. So that was kafur, aynan yashrabu biha ibadullahi yufajjiruna tafjira, and this is salsabil. Now what is the meaning of tusamma?
Named.
are named. From ism, as we say, ism means name. So tusamma is the verb. It is named, it is called salsabila. So kawthar is also a river in the Jannah. Inna ataina kal kawthar. This is salsabil. Another one was kafur. Tasneem in the surah Mutaffifin, Allah says wa mizajuhu min tasneem aynan yashrabu bihal muqarrabun. So remember all these names. You will be asked in the Jannah. Oh, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us, inshallah, the drink from all these salsabil and tasneem and kawthar and kafur. Inshallah. Ameen. And so many others. وَيَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ. Now, same word, وَيَطُوفُ, tawaf, but at this time it is active verb. One is called ma'roof, fi'l ma'roof, one is called fi'l majhul. Passive and active. So, yutafu was passive, yatufu is active. Here, where is the active? Where you mention the subject. So, here is the subject who will be serving Wildan. Wayatufu alayhim, and the young boys, Wildan, young youth boys, they will serve the drink to the people of the Jannah. They will be mukhalladun, eternal in their youth. Yeah, those servants, they will never be getting old and older. They always will be young. So, mukhalladun, eternal. Their youth will be eternal. Okay. So, if you see the difference in the word yutafu over there and here yatufu. In the word yutafu, the subject was not mentioned. Who will serve? Right? It was that the people of the Jannah, they will be served by whom? It was not mentioned. Right? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the wildanu mukhalladun, they will serve to the people of the Jannah. And that's why this is the difference. Iza ra'aytahum, when you see them, when you see at those young youth people of the Jannah, so you will see them, you would think of them that they are the pearls. Lu'lu is pearl. Mansura, scattered pearls. If you have so many pearls, hundreds of them, and you just, you know, throw them down on the ground, they are scattered all around. It's a very beautiful, you know, scene. So when those all the youth, young boys, they will be roaming around, going around the people. So they will be so much beautiful in their appearance that they will be looking like scattered pearls. Lu'lu'am Mansura. Mansura is from the word Nathar. Noon Thara. Nathara to scattered. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And whenever you see, رَأَيْتَ, you see. You look, thumma, over there, thumma, yeah, this is not the word thumma. Most of the time we have thumma. Thumma means then, after that. This thing happened, then this thing, that is thumma. This is thumma, and thumma means over there, and in the Jannah. Whenever you see them over there, what do you see? Ra'aita na'iman. Everywhere in the Jannah you will see the delight. Na'im means delight and the pleasure. There is will be nothing that people have worries, people have depression, people have sadness. There will be no sadness, no grief, no sorrow, no depression. All around, always pleasure and pleasure and pleasure and joy and delight. Na'iman. So the basic meaning of Na'im is the ni'mah, yani blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa mulkan kabira, and you will see a very huge, big kingdom of Allah. Mulk, kingdom, dominion, kabira, big and large. without any limits. So this is all the description of the Jannah to give all of us something to can visualize and take the inspiration from these ayat, that while we are here in this world as a mu'min, we have so many challenges, we are facing so much difficulties and hardships and sufferings and all that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising us that you be steadfast on your iman, on your faith, on your deen, and you keep doing your duties, and then your ultimate and eventual, you know, destination is the Jannah, and then you will be out of all those worries, and you have a very peaceful life, pleasant life, full of all the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us all among those abrar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our life in a way that we should be deserving and qualifying for all these blessings and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins and our shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from sinning. And may Allah always give us the tawfiq of doing the good deeds and increase us in our amal saliha. Increase us the level of our iman and our faith. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us always firm and strong on our iman. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khair khulqi Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.